Corey put it up on the net with a free Creative Commons license. You could download the whole book and do with it as you wish, according to this some rights reserved model. Now, he sold many, many books in the bookstores for a first novelist. This was an extraordinary success, but he had more than 70,000 people download his book from the net. 70,000 people who know who this person is, and a significant number of whom, Corey believes, read this book on the web and then decide to buy it, or at least the next time they see a book by Corey, decide they want to buy it as well. His story is, I will sell more books by making my content freely available. This is a reason to adopt this free architecture, because the controlled architecture of the standard publishing model is not as successful. Now, that's one reason to build a CC layer. A second is a new kind of innovation that we have taken for granted so far, but we can't take for granted anymore. The original internet put out there the tools to build this rip, mix, and burn culture, and many businesses went out there and built technologies to take advantage of this architecture. Search engines and other aggregators and technologies that made it so you could see other people's contents in new and different ways. These were people who took advantage of what everybody assumed would be the law, reasonable. But the people who assume the law would be reasonable are people who don't know much about the law. Because the law has not the engine to seek the reasonable middle here. Instead, it sought an extreme. And so what the layer of CC licenses would enable is expressions of freedom so that other people can build on this content free of any anxiety about how the law will come back and bite them later. So we're going to announce tomorrow a series of explorations about new versions of the license. One's an express sampling license. The sampling license says, take my music, don't copy it completely and sell it. I want to sell it myself. But you're completely free to sample out of it for your own music and sell that however you want. An expression of the rip, mix, and burn culture in the form of a free license that expresses that freedom. A version that enables people to take and build for education without fearing how it will be used in a different kind of context. And even a version that says explicitly, we don't want to impose our system of control on you if you're a developing nation. Why should we? You don't even have the money to buy it anyway. Take our ideas and flourish on them the way the United States, for the first 100 years of copyright, did not recognize foreign copyrights at all. We were a pirate nation. We should enable others. Now, we've also taken to building more artists into this story. Davis Guggenheim's a Peabody Award-winning director who has developed many documentary films in the spirit of his father, Charles Guggenheim, who was one of the great documentary filmmakers and one of the great filmmakers of the Kennedy clan. Davis has joined the board because Davis has a vision of how to take film content and make it available in a way that respects the artistic integrity of the director, but enables content to be used by others to build in the way documentary films always count on things to be built. So we have incentives, we have innovation, and we have Valenti as the third reason. Valenti in the sense in which Valenti wants us to speak and remember integrity. The way he wants us to speak and teach our children about moral duty. Because the reason you should participate in this project, whether you have a personal incentive, whether you want to enable innovation or not, the reason you should participate is that in this world of extremists, in this debate, we need a way to say, I believe in free. Just to say, I believe in free, or somewhat free, however you want to express yourself here, a way to express it so that we can look out in this space and say to those who make policy over creativity, the world is not divided between those who believe in all control and those that believe in none control. control. The world has a creative tradition that has always believed in this mix, and you can express it in a way that others take notice of it, and we can change the way this debate happens in Washington, where the battle is between the establishment and people think of as crazies. But that's not creators. The creators are not the extreme here. And we need a way to express the space the creators occupy, and that's this space. It just says, I believe in the freedom that I took advantage of. I believe in the freedom that enabled me to think and create the way I think and create. I believe in it, and I pass it on to others, as Walt did before, and as the Disney Corporation will not now. Enabling others to build, to mark a space in this middle where we have not yet succeeded in establishing this idea. I've not succeeded in establishing this idea. In the space that I feel most comfortable, not talking to people who are creators for a living, right? Talking to people who are lawyers for a living. I feel an extraordinary frustration in my own world because the ideals that our tradition speaks to, the ideals the legal tradition speaks to of balance, have been distorted by a process of extremism through lobbyists that has distorted what creativity there was, what creativity built the most famous creators we think of today. We can change that failure because we can succeed here, and we can succeed in just the way that Jack said, because we are the animals who know the difference between the way things are and the way things ought to be. We know now, we live in a world where artists do not control what they produce. We live in a world right now where artists are not free to build on their past the way they have before. We live in a world where this culture around us is culture we build on only with the permission of those who own it, and those who own it now effectively forever, or at least forever minus a day, as Jack Valenti proposed the copyright term should be. This is where we are, and here's where we could be. We could be back in a world where culture is free, in this sense that Richard Stallman taught us. Not free where artists don't get paid, but free the way speech is free, to be built upon by all of us in this process of creativity. And the only thing that stands in this way are the people I make for a living. Now let me tell you about us. We believe in control. That's our ideal. We work for clients. Our clients come to us and they say, what can I do? And we create structures of control. It makes us feel good. It makes us feel like we've given our clients something. And this ideology of control now permeates the law in this space. This control is our security. But this control is not the environment of creativity, and you know that. This extreme of control is not the space in which the broadest range of innovation and creativity could flourish, and you know that. And so rather than sitting meekly as the lawyers come down and regulate your space of creativity, setting up the extreme of control that will benefit not you generally, but a few in particular, as we come do this to you, you need to stand up and push us out of the room. You need to reclaim this space to create for you, because we don't belong here. We don't belong in this space. We don't belong in this space where our laws enable the most powerful to exercise control over the creative process in a way that will stifle and kill the opportunity for this diverse, decentralized creativity that the internet could enable. We have ideals too. We have a movement. It speaks to Jack's ideals in the same passion, but with more truth. We believe in a democratic nation. We believe in a nation where greatness is earned through respect and criticism. We believe in a moral compact where people are free to express this criticism without getting permission from those they would criticize. We believe in this imperative that only in a nation where people are free to express this creativity will we come to understand truth and our place in this world. We have a duty as the most powerful and threatening nation in the world to build this freedom back into our culture, because the honor of our nation has been the honor of free people who can speak about freedom without calling their lawyer, who can speak about integrity and mean it. This is who we have been. And that freedom is at our fingertips in this technology that gives all of us an opportunity to again express the ideals of who we've been. But that freedom has to be fought for again. 210 years ago, they gave it to us. We have lost it. And only if we build the revolution that they built 210 years ago again can we reclaim it. And as we threaten the world with an extremism that few in the world can understand, it is our duty to reclaim the space where we can build a culture that respects those ideals uttered by Jack Valenti, but respects them and means them for what they really stand for. Thank you very much.